in there. Sounded like we had a double there, but this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
William going on there, bud. Rusty.
You out there.
Over to get them all cleaned up at the groomers, and I've been down to Costco and taking all the junk back to the house so I can get it ready for a wedding shower tomorrow.
You mean you are having a wedding in the middle of all of this zoo?
The bridezilla would not have it any other way.
Glad it's you instead of me, Steve.
We got it all under control. Instead of about 35, we'll have about 20 for the wedding shower tomorrow. And that will give me some breathing room because the wedding is not until May 16th.
But at least it's a good factor because you're probably going to have more than 20 at the wedding. And unless they're going to have a private ceremony with family only. So, you know, all of that is relevant, I guess. Anyway, got to go out here to the post office and see if a check came in the mail that was, where I had to expend some funds that being reimbursed for. And then I'm going to run by the grocery store and see if I can pick up some snacks for the dog and maybe a snack for me. I need a new I need another bag of tater chips. I'm out of tater chips.
Those for me.
If they're going to be for me and the dog, you can forget it. Back. Tight connection. I think you got a loose connection there.
No, bud, we got some malicious QRM going on.
And that doesn't surprise me sometimes. Anyway, like I said, hopefully by May, you know, the 16th, things will work out and you can have a wedding with more than 10 people at it.
She was upset when I said, we're going to stop this at 100. So we're going to have 100 guests and that's it.
This wedding in a very big hall so you can space people out so there'll be a lot of, distance between folks in there.
Willow Creek Plantation, an outdoor venue.
Over a couple of acres then.
You bet.
See, what's bothering me most around here right now is all this pollen coming down. I take my Zyrtec every day, but for some reason this pollen has bothered me worse this spring. And you know it's supposed to get up to 80-some degrees today?
I believe I saw where it was supposed to get up to like 81 or 83, something like that. That's crazy. And I guess you're right about the pollen. It bothers me much. You know, it gives me a bit of minus drainage and condition, but... So when I do something like that, everybody steps back and goes,
ah! Hi, man. I've gotten here at the car. We got our QR Mary in there again. I'll be back in a few minutes, W-U-2-T.
Yep. All right. Talk to you later, bud. K-N-4-B-W-A clear. Downtown Inman. Keep talking.
W2T Mobile again.
Say again, Rusty.
I said you're gonna catch him. I'm mobile again out here.
I just pulled a little trick with my radio, and I'll tell you about it sometime. That I'm sure you probably know all about. And I've got him narrowed down to an area.
Before and. Got them reported. So, anyway, do you receive read here briefly in the
Yeah,
guy that got fined $18,000 for interfering with being on the radio and interfering with nets and interfering with emergency services and all that stuff.
FCC is they don't play games anymore with this stuff, and this guy will kick back in there again.
Yeah, I cleaned my windshield before I pulled out of the drive this morning, and just from the time I was sitting in the post office, I've got another light film of yellow on my windshield.
Black tonneau cover on the back of my diesel truck, man. I came out this morning, and it was just like somebody had been snowed on.
I need to run it through a car wash, but, or take and hose it off when I get home. But to do hose it off, I need to get me another nozzle for my hose. Seems like I forgot and left the one outside during the winter. And it obviously froze up at one time because now it's leaking like a sieve all around, everywhere but out the front where it's supposed to go.
What? I'm kind of zeroing in here. This might just turn out to be a productive day.
I'm closer to you. I'd help you out.
This is Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha. I'm up here north, Traveler's Rest. I can't get the QRM on my input side, so good luck.
Kept on ya.
Let me crank up the power here a little bit. Do it. Anyway, I was saying good luck tracking this QRM down. This is no time to be messing about when we may need the channel for emergencies. So, Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha, monitoring.
I don't know your location, but I've got a good strong feeling of where I think this is coming from, because the person I'm thinking of has been busted a couple of times before, and he's within the Inman area.
Okay, I forgot to repeat. I'm up north Traveler's Rest, south of Highway 11, and I cannot capture on the input. When I flip over to input just to monitor, I can't capture it. So whatever, probably terrain interfering with that.
Well, I am on the input, and I am catching him on the input, and he is somewhere reasonably close to Inman, and if I had time right now, I'd slide on over to where I think he is, and if he keeps up, I'm going to do just that, and we just may have a positive case.
Good luck and good work so far. Whiskey 4, BEFA. Listening.
Rusty, are you still in there?
Oh, yeah. I'm still riding along here, deciding which grocery store I want to go to.
Yep. The communication, I'll fill you in on what I think is going on.
Grocery stores is empty.
Oh, I'm not surprised at that. And I'm not surprised at that. Well, Steve, you can find, if you got a pen, I'll give you my phone number and you can call me if you want sometime. 864-279-3872. Reason I don't worry about giving it is because it's all over different things that I do, so it's out there.
Sure. I may give you a phone call here in a few minutes.
I'm going to ride up by here, and then I'm going to swing around by one of my favorite restaurants and get me a carry-out meal, since we can't do inside service, and take it home and have lunch, because I can go up here to Zaxby's and get me something good. And a couple of trucks are running along here with lights flashing on, and I'm trying to figure out where they're from. Some kind of A.B. Cannon company. I don't know what they're doing, but they just turned off and went into a subdivision.
What Zaxby's are you going to go into? Where?
The one over here on Reedville Road.
Okay, because I'm passing the one in Inman. Oh, hey, wasn't it you that was telling me about the, you knew the guy with the thin Q line?
Yep, I know him and his wife and all of their family.
Yeah, we went in there the other night.
Well, how was it?
Rib was delicious. It was really good. But for me and my wife, it was $46 for the prime rib. I don't know what kind of price level he's at on the barbecue. We got to go back and try that out, see how good his barbecue is.
Not yet, but I will get there.
I'm concerned of that place up real nice. And, I don't know how the previous place had a liquor license, but the little church next door is fighting him on it, and all he wants to do is serve beer and wine, and they're fighting him on it, and it's interesting.
I'm sure it is, and everything, but let's see who's out here with a sign. Oh, Denny's has got a sign out here. Somebody's standing out here along the curb with a sign that says "Drive in open, drive through open."
Yep. All right. Well, listen. This QRM seems to have passed on. I was hanging on here a minute or two to try to see if we could get him drawn in a little bit more. And that all that does is confirm my suspicion. So, I'll go ahead and just drop off. We'll let some other folks jump on here. I don't want to hog up the frequency. So you behave yourself. Go get you something to eat. And I tried to go through Zaxby's. They're lined up around the building, and McDonald's is the same way with two lines. So I guess I'll just go home and cook me something. So anyhow, 73's, K4 VWA. I'll be clear after you final, bud.
All right, well, first part of your transmission that time got zapped, so they're still there. Anyway, I'll catch up with you later, and you get my phone numbers now so you can give me a call. Yeah, I'm just going to run into the grocery store and see if I can find something for snack for the dog, treats for the dog. And then I went by the Zaxby's, and they don't have much of a line, so I'll run back up there in a few minutes. Actually, I may just go online to their app and order that way and then pick it up at the store. I'll have to see what I'm going to do. Anyway, we'll catch you later. W2T, clear.
U2T, W4LRD. Just want to let y'all know that guy's between Steve and Pendleton, and he's taking Steve out, but he's not bothering Rusty.
We'll be just at a different angle to the repeater, and well, yeah, he'll get caught one of these days, and then his time will come. All right, well, I'm here. Let me get on inside and pick up what I need to pick up here and get back on the road. Talk to you later, W2T.
I just have a good one. Catch you later. W4LRD, stand by.
Hey, is listening.